Everybody knows that ladies like a knight in shining armor. That's why whenever I go out to the club, I always go in full armor.
Oh, well, that's
and I ride a horse.
Sounds kind of sweaty.
I don't get into a lot of places. But I'm sure it would work for me someday.
Yeah, what do you mean sure? I can't check my sword?
Yeah.
It's the horse's fault.
Anyway, Caitlin is on the phone right now to do a second date update, and apparently she met a knight in shining armor, but now he's not calling her back. What's up, Caitlin? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doesn't sound
like a very good knight if he's not calling you back.
Well, I don't know why he's not responding to me or anything.
Okay. What's the name of the dude you want to call?
His name is James.
James. Sir James.
Mm-hmm. Sir James.
Sir James.
I like it.
And where'd you meet James?
So we met at the club the other night. It's kind of weird how I met him, though. I don't know if you guys have been to any clubs recently, but, like, there are a lot of creepers out there.
Yeah. I don't think that's just a recent thing. That's, like, since clubs were invented thing.
Exactly. There's a lot of, like, weird guys. That's why I don't like to go too often. But I was there with my girls. And there was just this group of guys that came up to us, and they were being very rude. Mm. We just didn't like the way they were talking to us, and they were kind of getting in our personal space. And then suddenly this guy comes, like, out of nowhere, right? This is James, and he just pushes one of the guys.
Whoa.
I totally did not expect this. It was, like, a really sweet gesture.
Sir James to the rescue.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
It was sweet that he, like, physically assaulted someone? Were they being that rude?
They were, and, like, we didn't know how to get out of the situation.
Okay.
Like, we're standing there awkwardly, so the fact that he came in and, like, broke that up was great.
Okay.
But then it kind of got a little messy, though, because one of the guys, like, pushed James back, and it turned into a fight.
Oh, okay.
No.
I mean, the bouncer had to come, and he ended up kicking James out, which is stupid because James was the guy that was trying to help us in the first place.
Yeah,
right.
Still can't fight in the club, though.
Yeah.
I mean, so I was over there. I was, like, pissed. So I went outside just to thank him for what he did for us. But then we just started talking, and there was just something about him that was really nice. Like, he was a funny guy. Literally after 4 or 5 minutes, we were already making out.
What?
Wow. Sounds like that little move worked for him.
And it doesn't sound like you did a lot of talking. You did 4 or 5 minutes of talking is what it kind of amounts to.
I mean, we were both, like, a little bit frustrated with everything that happened, and it was just the moment, you know?
Like, I'm just really upset right now. You know what I do when I'm upset? Make out with a random stranger.
I don't know. It worked for me, so I loved it.
Hey, props.
So you guys were, like, making out in a bar, I assume, since you weren't at the club anymore. Did you go home with them?
Okay, so, yeah. We ended up going to my place. It was a good night, okay? Like, that's all I'm going to say. It was really good. But
you jousted with the knight that saved you in the club, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think he did all the jousting.
Though. Yeah.
Well, this is, like, why I'm confused right now, because, like, the next morning he left early and I was tired, so I didn't really know what was going on. But when I got out of bed, I saw that he left his sweater in my room.
Okay.
And I texted him, you know, I was like, hey, you left your sweater. And then I even took a picture of myself wearing his sweater, you know, like a kind of sexy picture.
Oh,
and I sent it to him, you know. Well, I thought it was cute. I thought he'd like it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
I would like that.
And that's, like, the point of leaving the sweater, right? So that he can, like, contact you again.
I figured he was in a rush to go somewhere. But I just don't understand, like, he's just not been replying to me.
He didn't even respond to your, like, cute sweater picture that you sent him?
Right. It was such a cute picture. Like, honestly, I looked really good.
That's got to be the worst. Like, he's leaving you hanging after a sexy pic. Like,
yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't get what his problem is, honestly, because we didn't have any issues that night. It was such a fun night together. And now the reason, like, he's not responding to me, I would assume he might have just broke his phone or something. That's the only thing that might make sense to me right now is that...
Which isn't going to work well for us if we have to call him next.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird. I mean, maybe he's involved with someone, but I don't know why he'd be talking to me then and staying over at my place if he's with someone else. So
yeah, because that never happens. Never happens like that. Is there anything else you could think of that happened that night that might have turned him off?
Really nothing comes to mind right now. I want to figure it out because it's bugging me a lot.
Okay.
And I miss him. So.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.